I'm Phil with Alpha Bow Hunting, and this is our new show, To The Point.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Point. Going to give you an update here, since we haven't put out an episode here in about a little over a week. I actually experienced a little computer difficulty with my sound card on my computer going out, so I haven't been able to edit or upload any of our recorded episodes, and had to pick up a new computer. So working through that process in conjunction with coming to Kansas, apologize, I just wasn't able to get some episodes out. So recording this as my audio software is installed on my new computer, I will be uploading the I've got a ton of content that we're going to be putting up here, and I'm going to be probably putting two or three out a week again here soon. So I apologize on the delay, little computer difficulties, but nonetheless, we've got a ton of great episodes we have recorded, brought in a couple guests, some new guests, so I look forward to seeing those. You know, as I said, right now I'm actually sitting in Kansas, just tagged out last night on a nice buck after a long cold sit, and a couple things come to, as I posted on Instagram and Facebook, some people asking about you know, some of the gear that I was using and the broadheads and, you know, my arrow setup. And I'll tell you that from a clothing standpoint, I have been running Sitka the last 2 years. Last year, I integrated the Sitka and about 75-80% of what I was using. I'd used some the year before, but last year is predominantly what I was when I went over to Sitka. And then this year, it's about 95% of my gear is Sitka. And I've got the incinerator suit, which is designed for their really extreme cold weather system. And I'll tell you that when I was sitting in stand yesterday, and literally the tree stand I was sitting in was exposed to all the elements, when it was just the weather, when the wind had died down and I was in that suit, I was fine. When that wind picked up, it was brutal. I mean, there was wind gusts that were up to the upper 20s. I would argue probably pushing 30 miles an hour. And I jumped in that heater bodysuit more from another windbreak perspective. So the Sitka, like I said, as a standalone piece in the cold weather was money. Layering up the systems, it was a great system. The heater bodysuit did help break the wind, like I said, and actually kept me in stand as long as I needed to be. I saw a giant deer about 30 minutes before I shot the buck I shot. And me not being a very good trophy hunter, I mentioned that in my post as well. I don't like to pass a good shot opportunity, because I just have hunted long enough to know that you don't know how many shot opportunities you're going to get. And I'm just not at that point to where size of antlers is paramount. I mean, a good representative of the species, a good mature animal, and an animal that gives me a good shot is the one that I'm going to pursue, and I did. So as far as the arrows, I still run the Axis with the Ethics Archery collar. This is the fourth broadhead that I've used this year, and the third one that I've put an animals through. I had Iron Wheels and Dead Meat set up on my setup early on in the season, 125 grains. I was able to shoot my cow with a Dead Meat. I was looking to try to put that Iron Wheel through a bull, was not able to do that with a slow season. Progressed into antelope. I also shot that pronghorn with the dead meat on a 100 grain head. And then my first whitetail that I shot last weekend in Nebraska, I shot that with a new hybrid head that's not on the market yet. I like the head. I really like the hybrid designs. And that led me to this weekend, where I actually shot a Trocar hybrid, a muzzy, and it did a great job. I mean, I made a good shot on the deer, and he ran about 70 yards and piled up. So that was a 100 grain muzzy Trocar hybrid. So that's the scoop on what I was using arrow wise. Again, that last weekend in Nebraska, it was hit and miss. I was able to shoot that 2-year-old deer, again, representative of what the area showed. There are some 3-year-old deer in there, very few 4-year-old deer from what the trail camera showed, but the buck that I shot was very much representative of what's there. I do have one more buck tag in Nebraska that I may still try to get out later on the season for, but that's, we'll see how that goes. So a couple announcements. You know, there's a few things. Our event dates, first off, with the Alpha Bow Hunting Challenge Series, we're almost dialed in with that. So I'm hoping here that the full schedule for the year comes out very soon. I'm thinking like within the next week to 10 days, worst case 2 weeks. There will be a new format at some of the events, which is still going to be very much in harmony with what we do with elevating the heart rate, shooting at the clay pigeons, having the time penalties. But I'll wait till we announce the schedule to give you the details on that. There will be our first event this year is January 10th through the 13th at the Denver International Sportsman's Expo indoor event. We will have a practice round at No Limits Archery on December 15th in the evening time, with the new format. So that's going to be fun. We'll actually probably try to do a little bit of some live feed just with Instagram or Facebook and show some people what that looks like. So that event, Denver 10th through the 13th at the ISE show with the practice round in the middle of December, we have another all-day workshop lined out actually this Saturday, November 17th. Still seats available. I was kind of a quick one. I just threw up there. I've had a handful of people register for that. I've had a handful of people ask me about the online version of the webinar, and here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to load the webinar platform, and now with this new PC, I'm pretty sure we got it dialed in for what we're going to do there. This webinar that we're looking to do more of down the line, it's the price is going to be up a little higher, but because this is our first time, there may be some hiccups. The good thing with the webinar platform is it does record the webinar, and if you log on to it and you have to skip out for a little bit, you can come back and watch the recording. There will also be a little bit of downtime as we take a break for range time, and you can go outside at the when we're doing our range time, you can be out in your yard, or if you have somewhere you can shoot and do the tests that we're going to be going over, and then come back and catch up with us. So we're going to offer that this time. This is the only time I'm going to offer at this price. I'm going to offer it for $50. We typically charge $150 for the workshop. And granted, that's hands-on. We're working with you. We're after hours and behind the scenes. There's a lot of extra personalized tips that we go over that's pertinent to the specific person. But as far as the workshop content, like I said, this is the only time I'm going to offer it for $50. So if you want to get in on that, I'm going to have a link up on the website here today, which is when this is going to go up, and you can click on, and basically you're going to go through like you're going to sign up for the all-day workshop, but just remember you to sign up for the webinar version, and that will charge you the $50, and then I'll email you the link for that webinar. So that's November 17th, again, 9 a.m. Mountain Time. The next announcement I want to remind everybody, you know, we're really pushing the YouTube side of the content here. The bow giveaway, new aluminum, basically anything but a carbon riser bow, we're going to be giving away to somebody who just is subscribed to us on YouTube and has been commenting on these to the point episodes. So make sure you get over there, make sure you subscribe, click the bell notification, and give us a comment. Like I said, even there's I've told people before, you know, give me a thumbs up, give me a pound sign, I don't care, just I want interaction. If you've got a question, submit it there, or submit it on our email it to me, phil@nolimitsarchery.com. I've got some good questions. We actually have an episode that we started getting into some listener questions, and we're going to do more of that as well. So phil@nolimitsarchery.com for questions, submittals for show topics, but comment on the comment section on YouTube for our bow giveaway. The another announcement I want to make is the next book that I have written, the Shoot or Don't Shoot book. I had kind of made some announcements about it earlier in the year, but after having gone through the workshops, because that content in the book it mirrors the content of the workshops, and it's complementary, I would say, to that. After going through and doing more workshops and really dialing in, you know, the needs of the information and the shooter, I went and added a chapter and I modified some of it. So I've kind of tweaked it. It's done, and I'm in the editing process on that again. So once I get it edited, then I get it formatted for Kindle version, and then I'm going to load it up on Amazon. So I'm hoping to have that ready middle of December after all those edits go through, and I'm going to do another, promo where I'm going to just have it on ebook form first for a week, and I'm going to do it for like 99 cents. I'm really, in full transparency, I'd love to sell a bunch of copies to people at $1 and try to get the numbers up. And, I was able to have my first book hit number one on the bow hunting category of Amazon for a short time, but it was there. I'd love to be able to do that as well and maybe hold it there for a little bit. So I'll be making more announcements as we lead up to that release date when it's going to go up. And like I said, I'd love to just let you have a copy of it for a buck, and in that Kindle format. And then again, if you guys do purchase, a comment goes a long way with us authors with those books for future, for future sales and for future representation, because people, it drives them up in the search a little bit more when you have more interaction on there. So there's a bunch of things coming. Like I said, schedule, new format on the events, new book, bow giveaway, mid-December practice round for the ISE, then the ISE show in Denver with the new format. And there's a ton of information coming. We're very excited to be able to add this element of the podcast and or the YouTube show, because like I said, there's new bows started dropping. We're still waiting on the Matthews to come out, but the Primes, I really like the Primes. The Hoyts have done a great job as well. Again, the PSEs have come out that we have in the shop there. So we're waiting just on a couple more bows, and we'll start getting a little bit more in depth in our To the Point show with a lot of the new offerings and just first comments, first response and opinions on what we think after shooting the bows. So we'll do some videos when we're actually shooting in the tunnel and some comparisons as we hit all the bows in stock. Lastly, we've got some new alpha gear, new hats coming. I'm really excited about the hats and shirts. I got some new shirt designs that are about done, and we're going to start bringing those in as well. So we'll start offering some more gear to the Alpha Bow Hunting store, as well as in shop at No Limits Archery. And like I said, I'm just excited. There's a lot of great things in the works that we've been working on behind the scenes, and some of those are going to start to come to light here in the next couple weeks to month. And then, like I said, with the events starting early this next year, just looking forward to it. So I apologize for the delay on the episodes. There's more coming. Obviously, this is just a recording, audio recording, so you're not going to see this on YouTube. I will make a little short video clip announcement and load it on YouTube as well to let people know. But we'll see you guys soon, hopefully within the next handful of days, and you're going to start seeing the episodes pop out regularly again. So I hope you have a great day. And as I always try to leave when I do my coaching seminars and just speaking in general, I encourage you to dream big, shoot straight, and we'll see you all soon.